Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Treasurer is remaining tight-lipped on speculation today's state budget could include another round of power bill relief. Rita Saffioti will hand down her first budget this afternoon, with cost of living to be front and centre, while she's expected to reveal another surplus for the state, the seventh in a row.
We know the past couple of years in particular, we've seen inflation, we've seen interest rates impact households, so that's why we believe cost of living is a priority right now, and that's why it's been a priority in this budget.
That audio from Seven. Homicide Squad detectives have spent hours combing a Safety Bay house following the suspected stabbing death of a 30-year-old man. He was found with critical injuries at the Port Royal Drive property on Tuesday night. He later died in hospital. A 46-year-old man remains in police custody, assisting with inquiries. No charges have been laid. Overseas, the tragic deaths of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and their American friend in Mexico have been heard in court. The trio had been on a surfing trip when they disappeared. Their bodies were found days later. One man charged in relation to their disappearance has been remanded in custody until his next court appearance in November. Back home, the union representing transport workers is launching a national campaign calling for a safety agreement from ALDI. More than 100 workers are set to gather outside a South Fremantle store this morning, kicking off the campaign. In sport, a blockbuster at the MCG to launch round 9 of the AFL tonight, with the Blues to battle it out against the Demons. D's defender Jake Lever has told Seven they'll be keeping a close eye on Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay.
They are big fellas. When you stand next to them, you realise how big they are. But I think that we look forward to those sort of challenges.
Fremantle host the Swans tomorrow night. The Eagles are away to Collingwood on Sunday at Marvel Stadium. And the Olympic flame has arrived in France ahead of the Games, which begin in July.